Local politicians have been sniping at each other about whether to emulate or condemn Arizona's new law. Critics of the law say that, among other things, it makes it a crime for illegal immigrants to work in the United States. University of Arizona law professor Jack Chin says that provision is one of several that prompted the Obama administration this week to challenge the law as unconstitutional.
Congress determined not to make that a federal crime at all. So Arizona obviously is not carrying out federal policy by criminalizing something that the United States decided not to criminalize.
The law has prompted some Wisconsin officials to call for a boycott of Arizona, while others have demanded that immigrant rights advocates apologize for such threats. Alex Gillis of the Immigrant Workers Union says the success or failure of the federal lawsuit could mark a turning point in the current standoff over immigration laws.
If they win, it will slow down this kind of initiative in Wisconsin and other places. If they lose, I can see that this is going to spread very quickly all around and is going to affect that heavily.
Republican Scott Walker has already made it a central issue in his campaign for governor.
Let me be clear. I would sign Arizona's legislation on illegal immigration.
The Arizona law is set to go into effect on July 29th, but a federal judge could rule before then to block its implementation until the court decides whether or not it's unconstitutional. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.